The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Justin Kaufman in for Steve Cochran this morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Coming up a little bit later, a special 4th of July swap meet. Greg Flamm, DuPage Picker back in studio. We're going to, if you have some collectibles, if you have some stuff that you found in the basement, just so some junk.
Does this have to be patriotic stuff?
It doesn't have to be, but wouldn't that be great if it was?
Yeah, like old flag stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Maybe
I have old,
a Roomba?
Yeah, maybe.
No.
I have old hard candy that was thrown at me in a parade.
Oh.
What's it worth? And Greg would be like, it's worth a ton. It's worth, it'd either be zero or $5,000. That's usually how it works. And I'm always wrong. I'm always the guy who's wrong. I'm always the one that's like, that's not worth anything. And Greg's like, no, actually, right now, it went for $1,200. And you're like, what? A dirty sock is worth $1,200?
I got a box of Bomb Pops from 1974.
There you go. You got it. So that's coming up at 9 o'clock, and we'll give away some passes to Ravinia for the best collectible that is phoned in. How about that?
The most expensive or just the
no, it'll be the one that we think is the coolest.
Okay.
We'll be the judges.
Yeah.
It is a there's no, it's not like a very scientific competition. It is it's more like America's Got Talent.
Okay.
Where we're the judges and we're like, we like that one.
Yeah, we don't care if you have talent or anything.
We don't care if you have talent.
It's also the person we'd like to swindle the most. So we'd say like, oh yeah, that's only worth like $5, dude.
Yeah.
And then bam, five G's.
If you just want to give that to us, we'll throw it away for you. Right. All right, let's talk Chicago politics. Even though it is the 4th of July, there are some big stories this week. Mayor Lightfoot suggesting that maybe the state of Illinois takes on the pension liability. There's also some static between the Chicago Police Union and Kim Fox, the Cook County State's Attorney. So let's turn to Heather Sherrone, who is the managing editor at the Daily Line and a fine reporter, and she joined us on the line. Heather, thanks for joining us. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th. Happy to be here.
All right, so let's first talk about the yesterday, the Fraternal Order of Police, number 7, they come out and they say, you know what, we have a deep mistrust. Our officers have a deep mistrust of Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox. Where does this come from? I mean, this is obviously something that we have known because she ran as a reformer, but this seems to be more than that.
Right. They were never big fans of Kim Fox to begin with. So on one level, it's not shocking that they're going after her. But after the whole Jussie Smollett hoax, you know, hate crime hoax, and then having the charges drop, that just really brought the level of enmity and tension between the police union and Kim Fox just to a great level. And this is another escalation in that this letter says essentially that the police union doesn't trust Kim Fox to fairly prosecute cases when the victim is a police officer, and they've asked her to only to appoint a special prosecutor in all of those cases, which would of course be unprecedented.
And that it seems to be political in the way that if you are concerned that if violent criminals are being let go and that they're not honoring the police's work, and that seems to be what you hear a lot from the union and police officers, then I'm not sure the correlation to she being unfair to police officers if they are in the situation where misconduct has happened.
Right. There's clearly a longstanding political divide, and, you know, they've opposed Kim Fox on really at every turn since her election in 2016 and are no doubt hoping to weaken her in advance of the 2020 election, which, of course, it seems crazy, but it is gearing up now. And people are sort of starting to figure out if somebody's going to run against her and if she has if he or she has a real shot against Kim Fox.
It's pretty interesting too, because Kim Fox, people forget that. I don't know. We have such a short memory here. But didn't Kim Fox ran as a reformer and beat Anita Alvarez, who was considered to be a rank and file Cook County State's Attorney? She, of course, was at the center of the controversy over the release of the tape with the Laquan McDonald shooting. It seems that calling for a special prosecutor goes almost against what the voters voted for in a Cook County State's Attorney.
That's a really interesting point. I hadn't thought about it, but you're right. She's the duly elected state's attorney. She defeated Anita Alvarez, who was targeted by reform advocates for her role in what they saw as the cover-up of the murder of Laquan McDonald. And Kim Fox has been very clear that she sees her charge from the voters is to reform Cook County's criminal justice system. And that has put her from the very start at loggerheads with the police union, who see her now as weakened because of the incredible international outcry over the Jussie Smollett case.
Yeah, right. Another reason Jussie Smollett has, has hurt Chicago is in the sense that it's created a political mistrust between the state's attorney and the police. All right, let's move on from that story. Let's talk about the pension story. This was such an interesting start to the week as Mayor Lightfoot suggested that perhaps the state of Illinois could take on the pensions and the liability that is in the city of Chicago. That seemed like a grandiose idea that cold water was thrown on quickly by the governor.
Yes. So the issue is essentially, in a nutshell, by 2023, the city is going to have to come up with roughly, give or take, $1 billion more for its pension funds. And that obviously is not something the city has just lying around in the couch cushions at City Hall. So Mayor Lightfoot, who really any day now, I expect perhaps next week, will release a report about the city's financial condition, which will detail next year's deficit, is scrambling a little bit to figure out how to address that. And one potential solution she floated was that consolidation. Hey, maybe we'll let the state basically take over the city's pension funds. That will reduce the costs to the city in some ways, and basically let the state borrow the money that's necessary to get them funded to the point where they need to be. Governor Pritzker said, you know what, I'm going to pass on that really generous offer. The state has a little bit of its own pension mess going on, so we're going to try to find. So the two politicians, who are of course both Democrats, agreed to find other solutions. One possible solution is some form of pension fund consolidation where the state would take over some aspects of it but would not take on the liabilities, which could hurt the state's credit rating, which would have sort of a snowball effect on interest rates the state would pay for all sorts of things. And Mayor Lightfoot has said she's considering asking Springfield to allow the city to levy a sales tax on high-end services. So if you go to a fancy pants law firm downtown like Mayor Brown, where Lori Lightfoot was partner for many years, you would pay a sales tax on that transaction, and that could raise some money to help the city pay down this massive looming debt.
You know, that's such an interesting point when they say high-end tax, because they talk about these service jobs like lawyers and accountants. But when you think about Chicago residents, especially, let's just focus on accountants for a second. You know, when you're talking about filing your taxes or dealing with a potential financial future, things like that, it isn't necessarily high end. It can be just the way that you do business to be able to get your finances in order. So it does feel like, you know, it's being presented as this would be a tax on the uber rich who use these services. But a lot of Chicagoans use these services. So it would be essentially another tax to be able to pay this down.
And the devil is in the details. When you say high end, what does that actually mean? And the broader base you have, of course, the more money you're going to raise. So there's an incentive to define high end as broadly as possible. And this, of course, is because Mayor Lightfoot is trying to do everything possible not to have to push through another property tax hike. City homeowners and property owners are still paying off the massive, historically large property tax hike pushed through by Mayor Rahm Emanuel after he was reelected in 2015. And that is seen as sort of the last possible option, but it's the easiest way for the city to raise revenue to fund these pension issues.
Oh my gosh, could you imagine after this week everybody getting their tax bill? All right, moving on to aldermanic prerogative, this term that really set a cloud over the mayor's race, and Alderman Lightfoot looking to get, or sorry, Mayor Lightfoot looking to eradicate it, started with what essentially was an executive order at the beginning to limit aldermanic powers, but she's not done. They changed it, and they want to continue to push back on what aldermen are in control of.
Right. So that executive order goes fully into effect on July 19th, and it's going to change really how City Hall operates. And I don't know if you've ever had this happen where you need a new garbage cart. Well, you don't go to City Hall. You right now would call your alderman, right, and the alderman would arrange for you to get a new cart. That won't be the process any longer. Instead, that request will go to the Department of Streets and Sand, and they will go ahead and fulfill that. So you won't have to go to your alderman and basically ask for that favor. And Mayor Lightfoot said that's where corruption gets going. So, you know, the alderman's probably not going to shake you down, you know, for a new garbage cart, but what about a permit and what about a zoning change? And it goes on and on from there. So you're right. This is just the start of what Mayor Lightfoot intends to be really sweeping changes as how City Hall operates to prevent more corruption. Mm-hmm. And we had Ed Burke back in court yesterday on charges that he basically abused his power as alderman to force people who needed something to hire his private law firm. He's pled not guilty and, of course, disputes the charges entirely. But Mayor Lightfoot is using that as a way to sort of say, look, we can't have this old system anymore, which allowed corruption to breed.
There you go. Well, that's an update on all things Chicago politics. Heather Sharon, managing editor at the Daily Line. Happy 4th of July, and thanks for updating us on what's happening in the city. Thanks, Heather.
Happy to be here.
All right. How about that? She's great. She's awesome. It's so interesting, too, because now you're talking about if you need to get a new garbage cart, you need to get that tree is too close to your property, you can't call your alderman's office now. You're going to have to go through the bureaucracy, which is downtown. Let's see how long that lasts. Let's see how long, how successful that goes when you have to call Streets and Sand headquarters to get a new garbage cart.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a problem.
Have you tried the new 311 app yet?
No, is it good?
I haven't either. I'm dying to know how it works.
I have a story on 311 that finally got taken care of, but it was one where there was a parked car out in front of our house that just was there for 3 months, and it was obviously not in use, whether it was there, stolen, whatever it was, but it was just parked there, and there
taking
were some tickets.
Yeah.
And so we called 311 like 18 times. And I mean, really, I mean, not just us, I'm talking to our neighbors, everybody was trying. And it was this weird cycle you got in where you were pushing to the police and then just call 911. And 911's like, no, you call 311. Oh, and then they said, finally, they ended saying, we've got 40 days to tow it. So don't call anymore.
Wow.
And it sat out there. It actually, surprisingly, this week it was towed.
So, was but it this more was, than 40 days?
It was within probably like 20 days or something like that. So they did what they said they were going to do.
Kept an eye on it at least.
But it was, that car was probably there since March. So the process started in April. So from April to July it took to get a car towed out of a, with a couple tickets on it too.
So yeah. Weird.
We had a similar story in my neighborhood, and I've told Steve about this too before we had this conversation, where we have people just dumping stuff in the alley. Like furniture and couches and things, and we had homeless people sleeping on couches, and there was one of them was covered in bed bugs, and you know, multiple calls to 311 and nothing done about it. Finally, I just called the alderman's office, and it was taken care of like the following day.
Not anymore, Steve.
Not anymore, right?
Not anymore. They could have shook you down. I mean, they said, you know what? I'll give you $2,500 in my campaign, and I'll move that couch. That's out.